Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, it's Sam Crowley. A tremendous Tuesday to you. It's great to have you back in the number one motivational podcast in the planet. Did I say in the planet or on the planet? It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. It's a perfect, perfect segue for what we're talking about today. Be fearless. Be careless. Hey, it's Tuesday, September 27th. 2 days till our family embarks on our very first vacation in 3 years. You heard that right. 3 years. Ever since pre-baby Susan, we haven't taken a vacation. So as I mentioned on the podcast a couple weeks ago, I just booked it, and then I came on this show, and I said, hey, you go book your dream vacation too. What? Who cares? We could be dead tomorrow. We could be hit by a bus. Let's go. Let's all take some time away. Otherwise, every day wouldn't be Saturday, right? A couple of words I want to share with you today. I did this on the Motivational Minute. So if you're following me on Instagram, it's Every Day is Saturday. Is the handle. Check it out. It's the video version of it, the Motivational Minute. I also shared it on my Facebook fan page. Wait for it. Every Day is Saturday. Yes, that's the name of the Facebook fan page. Make sure you follow me on Instagram, on Facebook. And I was talking about being fearless and being careless. What's that mean? Not negative words, actually very positive words. Fear. Boy, a lot of people are afraid. Just a lot of people just living in fear. Fear to quit their job, fear to go for their dream, fear to just take a step out. For a lot of different reasons, but it's weird because we're only born with two fears as children. We're born with the fear of, well, as babies, the fear of loud noises and the fear of falling. That's it. It's the only two fears that we're born with, and everything else we learn. I mean, you could literally put a king cobra snake in a crib with a baby. I wouldn't recommend it, by the way, but I'm just saying that baby would gravitate and play with the snake. I mean, gravitate towards it and play with it. It knows no fear. It's not afraid of that snake. We develop a fear. And look, I'm not saying, oh, go put a python in the crib with your baby. No, I'm not even saying don't be afraid. Of course, you should be afraid of venomous snakes. However, we have a lot of false fears out there that we learn online. And we develop what we should protect ourselves against. For example, if you know a snake is deadly, then you're probably going to steer clear of it just a little bit. Okay, I wouldn't recommend going into the lion cage at your local zoo and expecting to come out alive. That would be stupid. But you know what's equally as stupid? Not going for your dream because you're afraid of something. I might go broke. I might put my family in devastating circumstances. I might lose my 401k. Oh, by the way, some of that might happen. All of it probably won't happen. And even if some of that did happen, and then what? And then what do? You would figure out a way to come back, right? It's not like you're taking this running, flying leap off a cliff without any clue whatsoever what you're going to do and without any talent whatsoever to make something happen. You have talent. Now, whether you give yourself credit for that talent, it's a whole different story. You might have been selling yourself for the most of your adult life on why you should remain where you are. You know, all the list that you've argued for your limitations instead of arguing for all the great attributes that you have. I don't care if it's just a great smile. It can go a long way. You're listening to someone who made a pretty good living just by smiling and taking orders. Yes, sir. No, sir. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. You know, and smiling a lot. Smiling gets you far, because what I noticed early on in my career is not a lot of people smiled. So if I walked into the room with a big old toothy grin like I ate a banana sideways, people looked at me. Some of them looked at me and said, guy's an idiot. Other people looked at me and said, must be on drugs. Someone else probably looked at me and said, did that dude just wet himself? And other people looked at me and said, hey, got to get close to that guy. He's happy. Something going on with him. High energy, positive energy. And that's all I wanted. And very slowly, and I do mean slowly, the flywheel turned, and it will turn for you as well. And it'll probably go a lot quicker than it did for me because I didn't have the resources of all these great online tutorials on YouTube and Twitter and Pinterest and Facebook and all these different places where you can literally, it's like a scavenger hunt. You just go find clues. Hey, how do you shoot a video? Hey, how do you record audio? Hey, how do you build a website? How do you blog? How do you do this? How do you do that? How do you buy real estate, invest in real estate, no money down, all that stuff. It's all out there online. I mean, it's all out there. Most of it's free. And then you move into careless. So the first word is fearless. The next word is careless. Stop caring what other people think. Their opinions don't pay your bills. Okay, you might think they do, but they don't. You're allowing people to rent space in your mind at absolutely no cost. And the only benefit, well, there is no benefit. I'm saying the only result is you're never going to move forward because you're so consumed with what these people think. You ever stop to think why? Why you've given them so much power over where it is that you want to go and what it is that you want to do? Did you ever think, really just stop and think? And I'm asking the question because I ask myself these same questions. Why do I give these people power? Like, I used to lay in bed at night. Why am I so damn consumed with what these people think? Like, they're not even, A, related to me, B, have any control over where I'm going. I mean, it's a free world. I could literally hand in my resignation tomorrow if I wanted to, if I actually had a plan. And that's where it started to stir up inside. It's like, you know, I've got to put together a plan because nobody's holding me back. The only individual that's holding me back is myself. And it was so crazy because I thought of myself as so positive, so empowered, so inspired to get going. But I wasn't because I was, every time I had the fire burning, the opinions of others was the big old bucket of water that I threw on that fire. I'm like, I'm going to go do this. I'm going to go launch this business. I'm going to go do that. I'm going to go speak and just go out on my own, become an entrepreneur. I'm going to sell real estate. I'm going to be I really am fascinated with real estate. I think I've mentioned this a lot on my show. I was going to be a real estate agent back in the late 90s. Good golly. Can you imagine? That would have been 18 years ago. You imagine where I'd be right now had I stuck with that? No, I wouldn't be the everyday Saturday guy, so I guess it's not that big of a dream. But still, I mean, holy cow. And I allowed, well, what are people going to think? I got to explain to individuals, my buddies that know me. I mean, I was only 30 years old at the time. But even then, I was thinking about doing something bigger and better. I'm like, I got to tell my buddies. I got to break the news to my boss. And they really need me at the office, blah, 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 blah. And I talked myself right out of it. So I had the fire burning and then the big old bucket of water. Psh. How many times have your dreams gone psh, because you wouldn't allow yourself to dream and then take the action? And I'm not talking about even massive action, all right? Give yourself a little credit, though. You know what the next step is. You know what it is. Why you're afraid, going back to being fearless, why you're afraid that step is not going to happen or you might trip, you know? You don't trip over something imaginary. It's not like we just walk around tripping all day long. You know, and you don't fall backwards when you trip. When you stumble, you ever stumbled and fallen backwards? I mean, just trip, poop, stub my toe. We always fall forward, don't we? I've never in my life tripped and went backwards. It's always forward. And if I fall on my face, it's forward because I'm 6'1" and it's usually all of that and a little bit more that I land. So I land 6 feet forward, not back. So when you fall and you fail, understand you're always moving forward because you've gained experience. You've gained the wisdom now. Well, I'm not going to do that again. That, look at that thing that popped up right there. I tripped over it. I'm never going to do it. We don't go back and trip over it again. It's not like, hey, I got to go back and re-trip over that again. You don't go back and hit the same pothole on the street. Once you understand you've driven down the same street, yeah, any of you grown up in the Northeast, those harsh winters here in the U.S., you know what I'm talking about? Potholes the size of craters in the middle of the earth. Holy cow, it's like a game in and of itself, like an arcade game trying to dodge the potholes. But when you hit one that rattles the frame of your car, you know where that baby is, and you never hit that sucker again, unless you just want to leave your car in the hole, okay? You're lucky to get out of it the first time. It's the same thing with your business, and when you're going for your dream, you're not going to run into that same pothole again, but yet for some reason, we're fearful of that. You know, we beat ourselves up, and we beat ourselves up, and we beat ourselves up. And we always remember the failure, never remember the huge success, because if we don't win the lotto, you know, if we don't make $1 million on our next business venture, we were a failure. Why? Because we're going and comparing ourselves to everybody else that's out there. So here's my call to action to you. Fear less. All right. Understand loud noises and the fear of falling. It's the only two fears we're born with. anything else you've developed in your mind. No, some are meant to protect you. I get it. The lion in the cage and the python and the cobra and all that. I get it. Okay. What about the ones that aren't that, though? What about the, as the acronym stands for, FEAR stands for false evidence appearing real. What false evidence have you given so much energy to that you've actually turned it into the boogeyman? Like it actually exists in your mind, but it doesn't exist for anybody else. You're allowing this to stand in your way. Most people don't. What is it? You know? What is it? For me, it was always the fear of going broke. It was always, I'm quit my job, I'm going to go broke. And then I went broke. And it's like, well, this sucks. I better get out of this mess in a hurry. It's okay, I failed. I failed big. I get it. But I didn't stay there. Pass through the valley. Just pass through. Just passing through. Mentioned it 1,000 times on this show. We pass through the valley on our way to the mountaintop. And it's okay. It's okay to go through there. It's not okay to stay there. So my biggest fear was always, I'm going to go broke. And then I went broke. I was like, well, okay, this isn't so fun. I got to get out of this zip code. And I got out of it. How to get out of it? Just scraped and clawed, built a website, podcasted, started speaking. I you know, look, I had to put a sense of urgency then. That was the beauty. The best thing that happened to me when I failed was the sense of urgency that it placed on me. I better get going. Got 3 kids under the age of 5. Got to figure this out. And it did. And, you know, nothing horrible happened. It wasn't smooth sailing. The waters were a little bit choppy. But good Lord, show me anybody going through life right now that doesn't have some choppy water. All right? Fear less. And please care less. These people you're letting rent and space in your mind, man, they shouldn't be anywhere near you. You should be blocking them out, standing guard at the entrance of your mind. Standing guard at the entrance of your mind. Like Buckingham Palace, you got the white fluffy hat on with that red garb, and you're just standing there waiting for somebody to try to enter the gates and just, get out of here, negativity out of here. Ooh, get out of here. I'm just giving them a little check with the elbow. Ooh, get out of here. Nobody, no negativity allowed inside this mind. Fired up. Hey, make sure you hit me up on Twitter. Follow me on Instagram every day is Saturday. Facebook is the same. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.